The Arctic has warmed nearly four times faster than the globe since 1979. That is the straightforward title of a new study that's confirming some of the worst fears of climate scientists worried about runaway global warming. It was published in the scientific journal Communications, Earth, and Environment. And we're joined now by the lead author of that paper, Mika Rantanen of the Finnish Meteorological Institute. Welcome.
Thanks.
So this is about warming in the Arctic being faster than many scientists had thought. Can we start with the underlying science in the first place? What are the main reasons for what's called Arctic amplification, this very quick warming in the Arctic?
Yeah, so there are several reasons for the Arctic amplification, but I guess the main reason is the loss of sea ice. So basically, when the sea ice is declining, those areas, the temperature cannot drop so low because the sea is transferring heat from the sea to the atmosphere.
Oh, and that's so why, there had been a lot of ice there. As the ice becomes sea, then those waters absorb a lot more of the warming than they did before?
Exactly, yes.
Now, for many years, scientists have talked about the rate of warming in the Arctic being twice the rate of the entire globe, but your team found nearly four times. How did you find that?
Exactly, yes. So we used the most updated observations. This is one reason why we got slightly higher number. Also, we defined the Arctic, I think, most reasonable way. So we used the Arctic Circle as a definition for the Arctic area. And just by calculating the observations since 1979, we just got this four times faster warming in the Arctic. There is also some effect on which period you are using for the calculation of the warming trend. So some people might have used like longer time period, like even 100 years or 70 years. So of course, then you get slightly lower amplification.
But oh, okay, the time scale you're looking at is going to affect this ratio.
Yeah, it will affect a bit. But we argue that using the 1979 is the most reasonable way because the strong global warming started in the 1970s. And in the other hand, the satellite observations became available in 1979. You know, the Arctic, it's very data sparse region. Mm. There are very few weather stations in the Arctic, and that's why satellite observations are very crucial.
Oh, I see. So the data collection around that time got a lot better. So
exactly,
so perhaps
yes.
Those numbers are more reliable.
Yes.
And how about the implications for Arctic ecosystems or activity in the Arctic, say, you know,
yes,
ice roads leading to mines in the Arctic or
mm-hmm.
or sea lanes that might open for, you know, for tankers and giant ships going across the Arctic?
Yeah, exactly. There are numerous implications. Those which you just mentioned are some of them. Some of the regions are warming even seven times faster than the globe. So you can imagine that if the temperature rises around 5 degrees in four decades, it's huge step into totally new climate. So there has to be huge implications for the nature and everything who is living there.
Understand. And finally, can I just ask you personally, you're a scientist, you look at the data, but when you step back and you kind of think about what you've found as a human being, how do you react?
Well, I have been a bit like worried in terms of this strong warming in the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know that as a scientist that we can stop this because the climate change is caused by the humans. So at the same time, I'm also a bit optimistic that if we stop the emissions of the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, we can stop the warming. So in a way, it's kind of bad news, but at the same time, I understand that there is still hope.
Yeah. Mika Rantanen is with the Finnish Meteorological Institute. Mika, thank you for the time.
Thank you.